My guest is Cooper Wild. He's a former Medford area senior high school student who is currently enrolled in the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He also helps us out here part-time at K99. And Cooper, let's begin. If you would please share with us, what are you studying at UWGB?
I am studying communications. I'm a communications major with an emphasis in sports and public relations.
So the next question, of course, is what do you plan on doing with that?
Well, I plan on doing broadcasting, preferably sports broadcasting, but any broadcasting, really. The dream job that I have is working for an NBA organization in their media department. So that would be really cool.
So what made you want to go into this type of work? What made you want to study communications and sports broadcasting, marketing, and that kind of thing?
Well, I originally went to school to be a education major, and I quickly realized that I have a lot of respect for my old teachers because I could not do what they do. I did not enjoy it. So I pivoted to what I love to consume every day, and that's sports media, you know, Instagram, Twitter, all those things where the NBA posts and everything that I consume daily. And I thought that I really wanted to do that. It was really interesting to me. I looked at any route to get in there, really. And one of the simplest I saw was getting into the broadcasting world, whether it be at news and being able to interview players and organizations and stuff like that, or even broadcasting with like Bally Sports or inside the organization handling their media there too.
So what part thus far have you enjoyed the most?
Well, I think the part that I enjoy the most is talking to these other people who really enjoy the sport and being able to reciprocate their story. When I talked to the UW Green Bay men's basketball head coach, he was one of the most fun guys I've ever had a conversation with. Our interview took maybe like an hour, and I didn't use most of it because it was us just talking about basketball, and it was really just fun conversation. And then I got to put that on as a story, and it was really fun to me.
So we should bring that out because the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association does have a student award program, and you, with your piece on UW Green Bay's men's basketball coach, you were an award winner. Tell us about that.
I was. So, yeah, my story was on the UW Green Bay men's basketball team, and they have just hired a new coach, Sundance Wicks. The previous season they did very poorly, and now they are having one of the best seasons in recent history for my school. And so my story was basically all about his mindset, his coaching style, what he expects from his team in the upcoming season. And that was pretty much it. As for the Broadcast Association, yeah, it was a second place award in the general sports category. And yeah, I wasn't really expecting it because I've never really done a TV sports package before. But I think it was mostly because of how much I enjoyed interviewing and how much I enjoyed the sport and talking about it. That's what made it so good, was how much it seemed like I enjoyed it. And I really put a lot of effort into it because I liked doing it.
So tell us about this project, because you did the interview. It is a television interview, so you did the editing yourself, correct? And the sound editing,
yep.
And the pacing and the splicing and the whole thing. That was all you, correct?
Yeah, so I had a partner in the project as well for class. So he took some of the B-roll footage. I took some of the B-roll footage, and I did an on-camera interview with Coach Wick. And yeah, put it all together, wrote a script for a narration, put narration in the background, and then edit it all together, put the clips together, make it flow nicely, and cut it about like 2 hours of footage down to 2 minutes and try to get as much of the story in there as I could.
Did you receive anything other than accolades on your second place finish?
I just got the certificate that I got second place. First place got like a plaque and stuff, so I lost that. Some project from Whitewater, they also did their men's basketball program, so congratulations to them. But yeah, I just got their certificate.
Cooper, is there a place online that we can view your work, that we can see this piece?
If you go on YouTube and search I believe if you, I think you can search up my name, so Cooper Wilde on YouTube or Sundance Wix story package. Either of them might come up. It doesn't have a lot of views, so I don't know if it'll be the first thing that pops up. But I think if you type my name, you might be able to find it.
That's how I found it, Cooper. I typed in your name, and it came up. Yeah, yeah, it came right up.
So, yeah, that would be how you would find it.
So how far along are you in school, and when are you anticipating finishing?
I'm in my fourth year. Like I said before, I started as an education major. So when I switched my major in my sophomore year, I got set back a little bit. So I plan on graduating in December is the end goal.
All right. So once again, my guest has been Cooper Wilde. He's a former Medford High School student currently enrolled at UW Green Bay. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association did award him a second place in the television sports category. So congratulations on that and best of luck.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.